Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we continue our educational theme here this hour and going to talk to our folks down in Junction City, USD 475 Geary County Schools. And we talk to them once a month here on In Focus. Superintendent Dr. Reginald Eggleston is our guest here this morning. Dr. Eggleston, good to see you once again.
Well, good morning and good to see you. Thanks for having us again. Really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to have you on. And we got the school year rolling right along here. We're going to talk about a number of different things, but got a release here, I believe it was maybe late last week or just a few days ago, actually. It was regarding the Purple Star Schools here in Geary County, and wanted to highlight that a little bit and maybe kind of have you go over what that program involves here. You guys are very involved, I know, with the military in 475.
Well, yes, you know, over 50% of our students are related to parents who wear the uniform. And so the Purple Star School program basically states that we are a military-friendly organization. And so there are certain tenets that we have to abide by. One, we have to ensure that we have a liaison in every building who actually works with the liaison on post and receives information pertaining to maybe deployments or different events that are occurring with our students and their families on post. We also have to recognize all of the different holidays and make sure that we do events that showcase the service of our servicemen. We also have the Military Child Month. We recognize it, Junior ROTC. Actually, in about 2 weeks, we're going to be doing a military appreciation evening and recognize the military during one of our football games. So we just try to make sure that we honor those who are doing all they can to protect us. And it's a district-wide event. All 18 of our schools are involved in it. And so it's been very, very successful and a lot of energy, positive energy surrounding it. So very, very excited about that program.
And this is, celebrating the one-year anniversary of the program. So that's good to see that it's having success.
Yes, absolutely. We started out with a resolution that was approved by the Board of Education last August. And so we used last year as our implementation year to get the information out to help schools develop their plans and programs. And so about 3 weeks ago, the Board of Education was presented a plaque by the garrison commander here on Fort Riley for the implementation of the program. And so we're going to be recognizing all of our schools in subsequent meetings moving forward.
All right, very good. And you have multiple, elementary schools there on the post. Do you have, I can't remember, is there a middle school on there as well on the post?
Yes, we have four elementary schools and one middle school on post.
Okay. And plans for a new one, well, kind of a replacement school, if I remember. Is it Jefferson that's going to be replaced?
That is correct. So we're in the process now looking at blueprints and determining what the layout of the building or facility will be. We're still getting that approved. Hopefully late spring, maybe summer, we'll look at groundbreaking, but really exciting. It's long time overdue, and so just excited to be able to have that facility on the horizon.
All right, good to hear. And those schools are fantastic facilities, not just those ones, but all the schools there in Junction City. And you know, one of the highlights I know is going to be this week, actually the football game on Friday night. You're going to get to debut that new stadium there for the high school team.
Oh, absolutely. This will be our first home game against Washington Rural, and so we are excited about it. A lot of work has been invested in the facility, and I know the finishing touches are occurring at the stadium as we speak. So exciting time. We are expecting a full house just because of the newness of the stadium and the energy that surrounds the new facility. So some exciting days ahead of us. And I know the football team and cheerleaders, dance team and band and everyone else just very excited about the opportunity to perform there.
Does the field have a name yet? Have you guys come up with one there?
Or No, not yet. A lot of the names that that were at the old facility, we kind of left them there. I think they're trying to start new with new names and all. So I think the principal is going to work with the students and just parents and alumni and see what we can come up new as we move forward.
Okay. Well, I know that we're looking forward to the ribbon cutting open house just a couple weeks, and I plan to be out there myself to check out the new high school and tour that. It's going to be a really neat facility, I think, for the public to come out and check out. You already know what it's like, but the rest of the public may not.
No, you're absolutely right. On October the 9th, we're going to have open house. We're going to have some speakers, some different individuals. Set up a stage and just make some comments, and then we'll go into the ribbon cutting and then give everyone an opportunity to visit and look around the facility. So very excited about that as well.
Any idea who the guests might be and anybody we can kind of hint at just yet, or is that still to come?
Well, that'll be still to come, but we have invited quite a few individuals from across the state, some of our state leadership, to come and be part of it. We know that the building of this high school isn't just significant for Junction City and Gary County. It's really significant for the region and for the state. So very excited about that.
All right. Good to know. We'll keep our eyes open for that information. Looking forward to coming out and checking that out. I might ask you, we just passed September 20th, which if you follow education, a lot of us know that's the traditional count date here for enrollment. I think we talked about enrollment a little bit last month, but I was curious if you had any unofficial numbers here that you can share this morning.
Oh, not at this moment, but we've been paying close attention to our enrollment since day one. Every year enrollment is more and more important because, of course, you know, your funding gets attached to that. It looks like our numbers have been pretty much staying the same. We're not going to be too far off from last year. So excited about that. Of course, we always are excited about any opportunity we can have growth and increase our enrollment. So we're going to try to recruit as many students to come to 475 as we possibly can. And a lot of that has to do with how we are trying to implement programs and make sure we have a strong academic focus so that parents can be assured that when their students attend our school, they are getting the best quality education that we can offer.
Okay. Just for a little background here, what was your enrollment last year? Do you have that information?
We were around 6,700 students, a little bit more than that. We average anywhere between 6,700 and 7,200. So normally we are around 7,000 students. So we hover, I think we're about the same size as a couple of our neighboring school districts in this area.
All right. And I imagine a lot of that has to do with Fort Riley. It ebbs and flows here from year to year.
That is correct. It actually has a great deal to do with deployments and Wind Soldiers PCS. Timing always plays a factor so that those families can either get in or leave at a point in time to arrive at their next station. So it really does have a great deal to do with our friends over at Fort Riley.
You know, one of the things I always think about with that and is how challenging that might be here. We were talking a little bit about, you know, the work you do with military families here, but when you get a military student, let's say halfway through the year, how do you help them kind of adapt to the environment here? Because that's a challenge. I moved a lot when I was a kid. I'm not in a military circumstance, but it's never easy, especially when you're in those developing years.
Well, we try to create a culture in our schools where students feel safe and invited, and we try to get them involved in as many activities as possible, help them to develop friends, connect with their teacher. We work with their parents in order to have that parent engagement. So we try to do a number of things just to make the entire family feel comfortable about the transition that they're going through, because it is a transition for the entire family. And if the families feel good about their new school, connect with their administrators and teachers, we know that the student is apt to have a very successful school year. And so that's ultimately what we're trying to do.
All right. We're speaking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He's the superintendent of schools there at USD 475 Geary County. And we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about some other things happening in the district. We'll do that after these words on News Radio KMAN. Mm-hmm.